Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh!
It's like ups and downs with this. So it's like one minute you lit, then it's a little minute you might not be that lit. Then you up there lit, then you might not be that lit.
But Monstro, I don't compare every day to the last day. Or I don't. If I got a good day, it's a good day. That's how you might be lit one day, you might not be the next day. That's how it go, bro.
Yep. That's how it go.
Hi, Bree.
Hi,
Bray, what it do? Yo, I heard you a different soldier now, shorty.
No, stop talking that talk.
Yo, he told me you dang. He said, Trey, lighting around you. So I just started by saying hello.
I'm crying.
Yo, why they try to give me a fake 10 in the corner store and shit? They try to give me a fake $10 bill. I put that shit right in the lottery machine because I already felt something was up. That shit was all taped up and shit. I was like, yo, if I can't use that shit, I ain't motherfucking putting that shit in. I'm like, yo, I waited like 20 minutes. They won't try to come back to the desk. They must have had to look at the cameras because they probably thought I was going to rob them or something. Like, yo, just give them a real 10.
Yo, they try to give you a fake 10. That's crazy, yo.
Yo.
That is crazy. People just...
To make fake 10s is crazy. Like, damn, $10? You want to make a fake $10 bill?
Shit, I mean, if you got a lot of $10 bills.
I guess.
That's crazy.
It's a lot of prop money out here. It's a lot of prop money out here.
I got some prop money if somebody needs some.
Yeah, I just need like I want my whole arm. What's that like 100 G's? The whole arm 100? Cause I ain't bring no real 100 out of that bitch. I will never bring no real 100 G's out to take no picture with it.
Yo, but you know that's what rappers do though. Like, but I didn't even know whole time rappers be getting a man's money. Like, it'd be like somebody like a rapper might only have 20 bands, but they'd be like they go to their mans and they circle and be like, yo, let me just get an extra 30 from you, and then stunt, take pictures with it. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but I just didn't know that they were doing it. I really thought it was that rapper's money.
Oh yeah, they just be passing a stack around and shit.
Yeah, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. Shoot, look, do your thing. I did not, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
So you want to be a rapper, Gustavo? I mean,
no, he want to pass around money. He want to pass around his friend money. That's what he said.
Oh, all right. I mean, I could use a friend too. Yo, you probably got. Yo, you got El Chapo's number?
I don't know, but they're going to war for him, so things must mean business.
I mean, yo, they was not playing. That was too crazy for me. Like when I saw that shit, like I did not know that we could do that as people. Like, no, down there they had the government and they had the cartel.
Yeah.
So when they locked up El Chapo's son.
Oh shoot. Yo, Tory Lanez got sentenced a new trial.
I mean, really? he got a good lawyer. He got Suge Knight lawyer.
He got Suge Knight lawyer. For real. Yeah.
But Suge Knight is locked up.
That's after the 18th time. The first 17 he was good.
Boy, Tory Lanez. Dang, so Tory,
he about to get out? Well, not get out.
No, he definitely ain't getting out. He doing some time.
I forgot to ask my man. I was like, yo, so you did that? How much you think Tory gonna get? How much y'all think Tory gonna get? How much time y'all think he gonna get?
I think he gonna get like 5 years.
I don't want to wish nothing upon him, but I don't want to wish nothing bad upon him. But
we're not wishing.
I would think like maybe like 10, and then he probably get a, he, but he only probably do 5 on good behavior.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna be in there for a long time.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, when they was saying them 22 years, not. I ain't believe that 22 years. I'm like, yo,
I hope not. I hope not.
That man gonna be his father age when he get out. That's crazy. Like that's crazy. Yeah.
But honestly, yeah. Even where he at in his career and what he doing, even 5 years is a lot.
It is a lot.
I don't want him to do no. Girl,
a day would be a lot for me. Shoot. One day.
Yo, you gotta think about it. And look, my homeboy said this to me the other day, right? When we was having this conversation, we was talking about like the inconvenience of getting locked up. Yo, if either one of us, God forbid, was to get locked up, even if it was just for a month, yo, we probably be behind on bills, behind on rent.
Do they let people like I guess maybe pause their bills and shit? Like do you
fuck
get like
no. A little you don't get no special. Pause, no bills.
Right? Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Who is you? Jeff Bezos?
But they don't
pause your bills.
But they don't give you some type of like something redemption.
No, you just get evicted. Your credit be fucked up.
Exactly, your credit gonna be done, and you getting evicted. It's gonna be an inconvenience for me.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I know. Bree, like I ain't wilding out no more. So that's crazy because now you fighting as an adult. People pressing charges. Niggas not even gangster no more. People pressing charges.
Yeah, it'll be worth it. That's crazy.
Y'all think Gunna a snitch?
I think he said a lot. That's all. I don't know what's going on. I don't got nothing to do with me, but I think that case is crazy. That Tory Lanez case and that fucking YSL case, that is no way that shit just was coincidence. They just finished the year with that. That shit was like an episode of the first season of Power.
For real, that shit was like a movie.
Yo, hold up. What's going on now? Like, hell no. There's no way they got both of these motherfucking cases going on. This shit is all theatrics, man.
The Young Thug mean funny as shit, though. I ain't gonna hold you up. The mean
thing. What is it?
The one that I said when the Cheetah's van pop up. And they, you know, the one with him, like, when looking back.
His face, yeah.
Guys, that one funny.
Then they had you that posted one. That? I saw that post too.
You did, yeah, I did post it. And they had some other ones. I was like, yo, that shit funny.
Damn,
it's crazy, yo.
Gustavo, I'm still seeing you every morning. So I'm glad you're keeping up your good work, man. That's good.
Nah, I appreciate it. You know, I keep them coming. You know, it's a lot of people that be. You know, I be watching my followers though. That's the funny part. Like I got followers, but the people that watch me consistently, I be on their page. Like it's people that be following me. They probably like, yo, he lit. I be looking at their page, like, oh yeah, she lit and she's single.
I like how you threw that in there. Mm-hmm. And she's single.
So I ain't gonna lie, it is kind of like it do kind of blow you when you go on a girl page that be liking all your stuff. I'm like, damn, she bad. Then you go like 2 weeks back and she posted up with her dude. You're like, damn, shit.
I mean, that's how I always have it. I mean, you can't ever think that somebody not talking to somebody else.
No, yeah, I'm about to say that's in general. And a lot of girls nowadays don't post their boyfriends too.
Yeah, I kill my baby mother that? Boyfriend. That's why. I swear I will hunt him down and I will gut him.
At what?
If she posts, if his ex is supposed to his girl public,
you did will, say that. I thought you were joking. You really gonna
wait,
do that?
I will wait in the woods. I swear, I will put some. I'm out there with the bears, man. I'm a different breed.
Yo, yo, for real.
I will hunt somebody down.
Why though, yo?
Till my feelings get right.
Oh my god. How about you
gotta
get your feelings right first, then hunt that nigga down?
Yeah, hold up. Nah, before that, like, nah, she can't post no nigga tell I'm okay with it.
So what if
you can't date until I tell you you can date?
Yeah, so what if you find a bad one? What if you find a bad one?
He gonna have both. He gonna have the bad girlfriend and still try to tap in with the ex-girlfriend. That's how he roll.
She can't have one?
Fuck no. You hear what he said?
Look at you, yo. Who are you, yo?
Oh, my bad, my bad.
You Michelle Obama out here? What are you talking about?
My bad. Don't disrespect.
She can't have one? What are you talking about? She can't have one. Have one of what? Have one of me? Yes, she can.
Hey, so wait. Is she aware of this? Like, do she know this?
She probably, she dated that nigga for that long. She know he fucking crazy. He probably know he crazy.
Everybody know I'm fucking crazy, y'all. I still love me, y'all, and I thank y'all for that.
He probably got friends around him be like, girl, you better not. You know Ty.
Bro, it's
damn, you fucking with him again?
Yo, all her homegirls got fat niggas. Fat nigga season right now. All her homegirls got fat niggas that don't want to.
Also, you winning.
That. I'm winning.
Yeah, you winning. As a, from a guy perspective, you're winning. Yeah.
Why is he winning?
You go around them and start like running. I'm like, yo, y'all trying to do some push-ups or some competition shit?
I'm crying.
Yo, them niggas can't catch me.
Hey, God.
Bree, was your ex a big dude or like?
He was. Yeah, he was.
Oh, you like heavyset dudes?
I like him. You feel me? Like
wait, you said that like with?
Now that was solid. That was solid. Leave it alone. Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
So it's like whatever size he was, I still just liked him. I didn't. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Because
he had moments of being small. He had moments of being psych. So it's just, I just grew to love whatever version he was.
Was okay. So
you better love. You better love that nigga again. He tell you, man, stop playing with that man. I'm trying. He's a good man. He's a good bro. Salute, yo. Don't wait for her. Do not wait for her. She bullshitting out here. Don't wait for her. I'm on your side at this point. I'm sick of Bree shit.
She's sleeping.
No, Bree had a good ass guy. That shit was funny, but I understood like. Departing the ways because y'all still was young and shit, real. Y'all definitely didn't experience the fucking whole phase.
Man, a lot
you
of times
gotta have your whole face. You
even with my situation, face. That's what my shit. We was young, man. I was young, bro.
Yeah,
I was young. That's all. Oh, that
you had your son.
I was 21 years old.
Oh yeah, you were a baby.
Yeah, I was, and you don't even realize that's young until you get older.
Yeah.
But 21, you come on, you know how you thinking when you 21.
What you ain't thinking? I don't remember my 20s. Yeah. I had my baby at 30. I still think that was too early. I would have liked to have it at 32. 32, I was perfect.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. 32, I'd have definitely raised my son completely different. And then yeah, I wasn't
32 just hit a little different because my 30s, I saw the pandemic coming. I kept telling everybody, like, yo, this little shit about to spread, yo. I kept telling
you talk about when it was in December and they told
they were talking about it early. They were talking about it in July. I got sick. Hell yeah, I got sick as shit one before the corona. Like, I got corona first.
Like,
I swear I was like the first patient. I ain't go to the hospital or nothing. That shit ain't knocked me out. I'm a soldier out here.
Oh, you walking around with the
wind. Bro, I had that shit like 5 times. I had all the viruses, all the fucking variants.
Oh my God.
I swear I did. Cause I got Teller.
And they trying
to I got Teller.
Yeah, I got so every time I came home, I got sick. That shit just like boost my immune system a little bit for real. I swear every time I got Teller. I'm good, yo. You don't need no medicine. If you got a toddler, you don't need no fucking medicine.
Oh, you saying that toddler? I thought you were saying taller. I was like, you got taller.
Oh, I thought you said taller too.
I was like, what?
Toddler. T-O-D. D.
Toddler.
L-E-R.
Bri, you want some kids?
I do, but my age limit is kind of like 36. That's when I'm kind of like, all right, you know?
So, but if you don't get them before 36, you just gonna stop because you can still.
I'm done.
I'm done.
I don't need them. If I don't have them by that time, I'm good.
You not that done yet. Come on, you gotta stop.
I don't want to have a kid in my 40s. I know women can do it.
There you go, yo.
What's happening?
Oh, this is J.O.
He come in here sound like T.I.
Yo, he Abby. J.O. It's, this is other J.O., yo. Other Black Tony.
Yo, what's happening?
Yo, yo, what it do?
Ain't shit, man. Yo, Ty told me he got another name for you, yo. Like, I ain't know nothing about that. I need the history on that name.
Hey, Gustavo? So that's the name that they gave me, and I had to really, you know, go with.
Embrace it.
Told me it would sound good.
So,
you know, yo, but you know what the craziest thing is? We have been out and I've said Gustavo. I have to like tell myself that's not that nigga's name.
Hey, yo, no, but you know what's so crazy? I'm so used to that when we out and y'all, because I forgot where we was at. I think it was after Ty's show and Bree was calling me Gustavo. My man came up to me. He was like, yo, who she talking to, yo? I was like, nah, that's what they call me on the podcast, yo.
Yo, I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry,
yo. I got calling him in it.
I call everybody a nickname. I ain't get your nickname so what's right yet, Bruce.
So what does that got with? Something to do with your ethnicity? Like, where the fuck did Gustavo come from?
No. So you got to ask Ty. Ty the one gave it to me. But yes, it has everything to do with ethnicity.
All right, Ty. What,
so can I tell the whole story, yo?
Please, we waiting. I need to know.
I create nicknames that stick for people, yo. I was working at the pool. You remember I was lifeguard and pool manager and shit? Right. It was this little nigga that looked like 2 Chainz, but he was a little shorter, so I called him 1 Chainz. That shit stuck the whole summer. Like, yo, everybody called him 1 Chainz like his whole life. All right, so Gustavo nickname. I don't even know what it. That was real gay. Yeah, why you? All right, Angela Yee, what the fuck are you doing? Yo? Why would you say that, yo? So you out of bounds now, yo. You quick, but she ain't got to be that quick, yo. God damn.
Bree, you give me Ashanti vibes. You like.
Yes, you do, yo.
Yeah.
I don't know why I give you that vibe. But why? What you call Witten?
Uh-oh. They ain't Witten.
Everybody got nicknames.
Nah, he ain't never given you one, yeah.
I ain't got one for him yet.
Yeah, this nigga said yet, like we just met and shit.
He him.
Yo, I'm him. You heard him?
Yeah, he him.
Let me stop. I start talking shit.
I ain't saying that. You him, bro. Like, you yourself.
So what's Ty's nickname then?
Oh, man.
Liar.
It's my real.
Like, I'm playing.
Flute ass tie. Yo,
hardy, hardy, hard.
This summer he did that bullshit we talked about last time. Yo, he definitely was flute ass tie on my phone. Yo.
You called him short ass tie.
Flute ass tie.
Flute ass tie. What he did?
What I do, yo?
Man. What he didn't do, yo. Yo just want to take your bitch, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's definitely Ty. Yeah, that's
Gustavo,
definitely.
No, hell, yes.
I never seen one of Gustavo bitches. And second of all,
not one of mine. I'm talking about.
And second of all, Witten get all the bitches. I need some of them. He the one that get 10 out of 10 of them. I'm trying to steal 2, and it's a problem.
Yo, he ain't lying.
Hold up, time out. It is a line to be drawn, though. The one that he tried to steal, was it like a couple main ones? Like your main go-to ones?
This in the beginning, nigga. This is when you first meet him. And he with me. He just pop out of nowhere with like a joke in the tongue ring.
Yo.
That was the thing. He pop out with a joke in the term ring.
That was like, not when you first met me, yo. That was not when you first met me, yo.
Just jump out with the tongue ring.
I had a tongue ring for 18 or 19. I was like, I wanted to be different at 18. Yo.
Oh, Gustav, hey, yo, you ain't never seen it with the tongue ring?
Hell no.
I was 18. I'm 33.
Dang, yo.
I was out there with, yo, I had to say nothing to bitches. I just
nothing. Nothing. Yo, I'm up there talking to the bitch and everything. Yo, so listen. Yo, this is a whole nother story, Bree. I swear to God. We leaving Baltimore Street. Once again, we lived on Baltimore Street. This is crazy. We leaving Baltimore Street. We coming down. Yo, we walking past the bus stop. Some chicks on the bus stop. We get all the way to my car. I'm like, yo, I'm ready to go back and say something. I bet y'all get to talking to the chick. It's like, it's 3 of them. I'm talking to the main one, right? Yo, Ty just walk up in the middle of the conversation, cut my shit off, and I swear to God on my life, he licked his tongue out. The bitch saw his tongue ring and it was over. She didn't have nothing else to say to me.
Hey, I want to know what year you took it out.
That shit was like 07, 08, 09.
Oh, so you had it for some years.
Yo, that shit.
No, it wasn't. No, I was, when I took it, I had it for 1 year. I was 18 when I graduated, so it was probably like 08, 09. But I graduated in 07, so it was like probably 08.
Why you take it out?
Because niggas thought I was gay.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. The tongue ring, it was a little.
Yeah, everybody thought I was getting bitches though. Yo, the pussy rate was crazy.
Yo, I'm swear to God, yo, I'm talking to the bitch. Yo, I'm really rapping. I'm yo trying to get a tie straight. Walk up and in the middle of us talking and lick his tongue out. It was over. The bitch did not have no more rap for me. I swear on everything. Now,
so what niggas was like? Oh, what you got? A tongue ring? But and he's like, yeah. And he's like, yeah.
So I never fucked the bitch. I wiped her homegirl and fucked her too. So I just want to let you know, just put that out there. Like, the shit didn't really, it worked for a second. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Because yeah. You're big really in the connect. Because you're big connect. You always gonna win. You don't know your power. Yo,
oh, shit. Oh, shit, yo.
Oh shit! You shit, yo. That's they all bitches want right now is yeah. A nigga that Bill connect and no tell.
What he gotta do is just stand around.
Yo, you can get yo if you get one sentence out like clearly and like you that's throw a good word at that bitch. Oh, you in there
and not show no signs of nervousness.
Oh, you gotta do is stand there.
That nigga just tired. You just jump out. Yo, we was in the Mondunk. Yo, you don't even remember. When my cousin was talking to my other cousin was talking to the bitch in Mondam, yo come straight in the store and cut the nigga off like tongue ring, and the bitch oh, really be going for the shit. You remember yo, that time?
Yo,
so I, you a cock block, yo?
No, that was let
me tell you something.
I was hot that year. I was hot that year. I was only out there for that pussy.
That ain't no cock block, cause that's really how dudes do.
And I put niggas on with the second. Like, no, let me talk first.
He did spin the block. He did spin the block with the bitches after that. He did. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, like, come on, don't do me like that. Don't.
Yeah, he got him and he brung him back around. He don't be selfish with him once he get him. He just gotta get him first. Like, he don't be selfish. He brung the pussy every time I have gotten pussy where he took. I ain't gonna lie. That's yeah, no bullshit. He brought the pussy back around.
Thank you, yo.
Okay. I give you that because there's some dudes out here that's selfish. They be wanting you to bring girls around, but then when they got their piece, they just want to cover
No, I ain't giving him that. He don't.
I probably don't even get none, but I'm getting some. Yeah, I put on a whole 2-3 year relationship. I don't get no pussy out the deal. I'm like, yo, y'all motherfuckers.
He ain't lying about that shit, son. He brought the same bitches back around, and I was fucking in the car at the comedy show after that. That's crazy. Yeah,
damn.
Yeah,
right
on Calvert Street. We was right on. He was like, "Yo, she feeling you." I'm like, "Boy, what you talking about?" Next thing you know, the fucking back of the Chevy fogged up like a motherfucker. So yeah, you was right, bro.
That's why I don't want to get my car away now. That shit, I caught too many in there.
Yeah. Yo, nigga, yo,
it's good luck. Y'all niggas is terrible. See,
them cars,
y'all hoes. Y'all talk about me. Y'all the hoes. I don't get no pussy.
Nah.
So y'all actually enjoy car sex?
Yeah, it feels sneaky as shit. I kind of like it.
Depends on your circumstances. I like outside sex. To be honest, I got a couple spots in the city.
I do like fresh air. I like fresh air.
Yo, ain't nothing like fucking under them stars, yo.
Yo, fresh air different. Especially you got good beef. You got good beef? Oh, yeah, you good.
Yo, fucking under the stars, that's a whole nother. When the degree, when it's just right, like, when it's like 75 out or like that breeze, yo, it's crazy. I'm trying to tell you, like, that's a whole different ball game.
Yeah. Oh my God.
See, okay, you just gave all anybody listening. You just
yo, I'm trying to tell you, yo.
What you be over there by like Drew Hill Park or something?
Nah, hell nah. I'm grown. I'm grown.
I gotta play with y'all niggas out here, yo.
I got a few spots like right out the county, like right on the line. Like I ain't gonna tell you because you ain't gonna get no dick out there. I ain't wanna run into you in my spot.
Right.
Niggas know I got a few niggas know my spot at. Like, I don't want to run into you. You know what I'm saying? And then I got the convertible too, so I dropped the top. I got the Usher plan. even take it to a place.
You fucking lying. Like, you do not. You do not. Am I lying, Ty? With the drop top.
Yo.
Swear to God.
Yo, this nigga always got, he'll pull up in a stupid ass car. I'm like, yo, where the fuck did you get this from, bro? and pull up with a stupid ass car. I'm like, I gotta get it for real. Yeah. We ain't never get shot at, so I was like, I'm good.
Nah, yeah, nah.
Yeah,
I never been beefing with nobody. I ain't never been a point.
Never, ever.
That, see, niggas had it fucked up. We was about them bitches. Get me some money and some bitches. That's fuck it. I ain't trying to beef. Bree, I dropped the top on him for you.
He had so many of them. He was really like, this shit was like paid in full for real. Like, it really was like, we pull up in a different car every week. Like, yo.
Real shit. Yeah, we having our way. We was definitely having our way back then. And still now, it's all right. It's all right. Like, niggas, the scamming niggas took the shit up to another level. And I got lost.
Yeah. Like, yo,
I heard them scammers out there be buying them Birkins and buying
all kind of shit.
And
I heard that young niggas level. Too. Like, young niggas.
They be from India, China, they be from everywhere, boy. They don't even be from your states.
Can do whatever, son. If that shit can be bought online, niggas, scamming niggas can do that shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, pay your rent, all kind of shit online. So I got a little, I had to snap back to reality. I be talking that reality shit now. You know what I'm saying? You can go over there with him if you want to, but he cannot make motherfucking English waffles like I can, bitch. His French toast is not like mine.
He keep going back to this motherfucking breakfast, yo. His breakfast is spectacular, yo.
Y'all wanna
come over for a fucking breakfast, yo.
Hell yeah.
Yo, I'm hungry as shit right now, yo. I gotta warm up some shit now. I'm about to make me a little chicken taco.
I'm trying to tell you, yo. I have them gone with the brunch, yo. Mimosas or the motherfucking with the sunset sunrise joints. I'm nice with that shit.
You need me over there.
Yeah, I know the bartender. What is it? Sunset sunrise. What the fuck is it?
I think it's what the hell is that shit called? You talking about that tequila, the ones they be getting all the time? Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Tequila sunrise, yo.
Oh, all right, that's what I call it, sunset sunrise.
Tequila sunrise. You can mix that shit with, you can make anything a sunrise with me for real. I put anything you drink in that motherfucker to make it taste good. That's how you gotta do it. Like, I did vodka. What? You already know I was in there, yo. I miss bartender. That shit was lit.
All right, but we're gonna hear you making us brunch and then Ty gonna make the drinks.
Make the drinks. That's what's up. Hey, yo, we definitely gonna do that, yo. And we're gonna bring Gustavo over. I know he probably got a nice.
I sent J.O. the invite. He ain't hot been, yo. He was waist bees and shit for real.
I just was talking to him not too long ago. He probably busy. He's not that busy, yo. Talking all this, y'all make me want to put a brunch together, yo. I ain't gonna hold you, yo.
That'd be cool.
You say you want to put one together?
Yeah, I think I might try it out, put a brunch. Because I be seeing people throw brunches and sometimes it be a nice turnout, sometimes it don't. I'm like, this it? This all you gotta do? Like,
but that would be a great comedy show for sure. Like, you got your brunch, you got your little, you know, your humor. Like, that would be cool.
I don't want to set it up as a comedy show.
Like a singer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want to do it as a trip.
A trip?
I want to do it as a trip. Like, not me personally. I want to do it as a trip. I don't want to set it up as a comedy. Because Fred already got the comedy brunches and shit, for real.
That
lane not taken for real. You could definitely
not. It's not. Yeah, and I don't even think Fred would look at it no type of way either.
No, I want to do it like a little trip, like a little weekend or something like that. Bro, I'm going to teach the kids how to swim. I'm about to do something a little slick this summer.
You saying the kids or like what kind? I thought it was adults. Now we went back to the kids.
I'm thinking about renting a couple apartments so I can Airbnb them and use them for their like pools and stuff. I'm trying to get out of trucking and get more behind the scenes. Right.
See, it's bigger. It's bigger.
I hired
Nino Brown. All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to get somebody on right now that can drive for real. Like, I want to drive this truck for like 2 weeks at a time. I want to buy another truck and let the other driver drive that. So
no
brand. So I can. No, so I can sit behind the scenes and I can do what the fuck I want to do. I'm trying to get the fuck out of these trucks.
Everybody trying to get out the trucks now.
I mean, that's what you ain't supposed to stay in there forever.
No, I don't blame
you. No, but truck driving turned into nursing, for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody doing it.
But it's a lot of women driving trucks, too.
Man. I know, right? What? I love to see that. Too. I know. Yeah.
Starting on the gram and the book and everything. Like, really, yeah. Really getting money. That's and true. Some of them be pretty, too. Like,
that's
pretty,
what I'm saying. I got all that. Seen one now looking like, damn. I know you at the truck stop.
I got a couple homegirls. Bad is a motherfucker making six figures easy. They just started doing some team driving shit for real. Cause you really can't make no money unless you like do some team driving or some like if you gotta go straight in a hazmat training or some dumb ass shit.
Oh, you don't like hazmat? You don't do that?
Nah, I don't feel like driving around with a bomb on my back.
hey yo, can y'all see this like a couple years from now? Polygamy, like the new wave. I can see it coming.
What? Hey, he don't know who he's talking
about. I'm doing now, yo.
What are you talking about?
Now, yo.
We got polygamy, Mr. Yo. Polygamy on the phone, Jordy.
You in one right now?
I've been in and out of one for some years.
Yo, that is dope, yo. I'm trying to create one.
How many times you cried? How many times you cried?
I cried probably a lot after one of them.
What do you mean cry? What like happened? Cried during
no,
the
cry? No, cry.
When the women hurt. Get in their feelings about certain shit.
You know? Well, they be hurt.
Yeah, but
it's ups and downs.
It's ups and downs with the shit. It's ups and downs with it, man. Yeah, polyamorous lifestyle is, you know, you just got to make sure you got the right build it right. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, I ain't just doing it for what most people think. I'm thinking financial too. Like, I'm thinking like,
yo, you know how many? Yo, it's funny as hell because you want to know how many times I done said that shit. Like, yo, that's wild. Yeah, you're right. No,
that's how I start. You say
that's how
financial,
yo, that's how I start. That's how you start because it sounds real beneficial.
It sounds real good.
Yeah,
you like, I don't say that all shit in one woman. House.
That's ever. Extra income. Like, yeah, absolutely. That's exactly how I started, bro. Like,
you gotta let her bring that shit up. What you talking about? What are y'all dumbass niggas talking
yo,
about?
Yo, this ain't
man?
Dumb, no, this real. Yo, I'm gonna
do it. I understand.
How many was you in? It was like you had like
I had two different houses and a wife and two girlfriends.
Go ahead and wipe the dirt off his shoulder real quick. You feel
nah.
You know? He didn't really count the third one when he was telling himself.
I don't know nobody that actually did it. You the first person I know that.
Yeah, I really had, like, in real life, pictures and everything. Like I said, I told him the same thing.
That's what's up, yo.
It's how he always been, bro. Like, I never knew how he'd do it. No, I just never knew how he do it. Like, he always
had. Yo, I probably saw you on one of them Instagram pages.
For Pride Day, yo, cheating ass niggas.
You probably on one of them Instagram pages.
The polyamorous shit.
Yeah,
cheating ass niggas.
I only had one girl to tell on me in 2014. That was the only time anybody, like, when I was lying. But once I got caught, I started telling the truth. So it was nothing you could really tell. Like, I got caught. When I got caught in 2014 or something, telling the truth from here on out. And now, so I can't stand that shit. Yeah, so I tell myself every time.
He be telling on me just low key, just snitching on this, yo, just telling himself. Now I'm all fucked up in the game. I'm like, yo, I can't include you or nothing that you say.
Yeah, I'm telling on my own self. Yeah, man, you're right. I was the expectations with her. It was me. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, right. Man.
So. Yeah, but I think answer the question, I think polyamorous relationships really can be beneficial.
Yeah.
You just really have to have women who are okay, you know what I'm saying, and comfortable in that, you know what I mean? Like, it's way deeper. The finances, of course, bro, it makes sense. But I'm going to tell you something else even about myself. Like, if you really want to live that lifestyle, you kind of got to do it the opposite way. You got to have your paper up for real. And then bring them in on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, it depends on what direction you're coming from. If you're coming from, you're trying to build some shit, it could work. But more than likely, depending on the women, once they get themselves together, they're going to be looking like, nigga, you know, Barry at work, man, he really talking about he like me. I ain't got to deal with this kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's a whole nother part of that shit that you're.
Nah, I could believe it because women don't be trying to. Some women don't be trying to stick around when a man down. But dudes will stick around, but women, it don't seem like they be trying to like. Oh, I haven't seen it or heard of it. Like a girl,
It's rare. It's rare because you know what I mean. In this day and time, that shit just motherfucker not. They not trying to stick around. You mean to tell me you gonna get different pussy and be fucked up? You crazy. so let me say this.
Real shit.
Now it depends on what kind of level of women you gonna get. You know what I'm saying? You might can get some women who like just. Don't have the biggest ambitions and kind of like, you know, so quote unquote, like basic. They might be cool with it as long as they got you. But you talking about a woman who got some ambitions, boy, she looking at you like, yeah, at first it's cool. But then after a while, like, nigga, you think you going to get fuck me and fuck her and you fucked up? Nah, that shit did.
Mm-hmm. So, his nickname OGYNT.
Yo,
I will shoot him. Whatever works, it's gonna stick. I'm a good. I got good nicknames. I got good nicknames.
OGYNT.
No, I just call that nigga Preach.
Preach. Hey yo.
Bree was on it.
I've been through a lot, man. I've been through a lot. I survived a lot, and you know, I'm just here to tell my story for people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to tell my story. So you can't say nobody ain't tell you. So hold on, I'm gonna tell you something funny. I remember being at work one time back when I started, you know, pretty much living the poly life, and niggas told me, yo, some old head niggas told me, said, all right, bro, you can go ahead and do that shit if you want to. Yeah, you know what I mean, your ass gonna be crying later. I'm like, nigga, I got this. You feel me? I'm like probably in my early, I'm probably in like 23, 24. Like, I'm good, nigga. Shit. Yeah, 10 years later, nigga, my ass over that bitch crying. Please come back. Yikes. Please. Please, baby. You know what I'm saying? So it's some good times. Some us with the downs. You just got to be really prepared for that shit, bro.
Yeah, as long as
Gustavo, you think you ready?
Hell no. And all that was
said. See, but I ain't never speak to nobody that really been through it that's telling me from his perspective. I ain't never really, like, hear somebody... I think I believe I could do it, like, because you know what I mean? I'm making my way up. I'm getting money. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing something with myself.
You know? I can believe I could do it.
I think I just gotta find some girls that's like,
go ahead.
How I'm gonna ease it in there? Because most of the girls I be messing with be mostly just for me. So I gotta see if they gonna be like with something else. You know, and if they listening to this, I'm with you, just you right now.
if they listening to this, I'm with you, like, you right now.
Oh, I mean, if you like listening that. To this.
You can't approach it like that, Gustavo. You just got to let them be women or women. Yo, and they nastier than us for real. Like, I don't put nothing past the woman for real. So
I'm going to tell you this. This is different.
That shit open up to you. You'll see some shit. She'll wake at a bitch, and you be like, all right. Like,
so it's different angles to the poly lifestyle, and this should come with, and if you're going to ever do it or you really want to do it, you want to educate yourself so whenever you talk to the women, you'll have some kind of educational background on it. So it's different lifestyles to the poly lifestyle. So my thing now is I don't think I want an everyday girlfriend and wife. I'm not going to lie, my nigga. That's a lot. Cause if you got a wife and a girlfriend, depending on your circumstances, when that girlfriend got a flat tire, nigga, you got a flat tire. Whatever time it is, you gotta get your ass up and go change that flat tire. You know what I'm saying? Like that comes with some, you know, some women can get insecure about that. So now, how I would like to live, whoever I'm dating, just let it be open. Like let me know it's a chance of us getting a bitch at some point in time. You know what I mean? Like every once in a while, I don't want to live that shit every day no more. I think I'm over that. Like. It was cool. It was fun. But, that's a lot of work, my nigga. I ain't going to hold you, bro. One point in time, nigga, I was paying for about, like, 90, probably 100 toes and nails getting done. You do the math. You do the math on that. You know what I'm saying? About 100 toes and nails.
It was five of them, though. Five of them. Everybody's toes and nails need to be done.
You do the math on that. Whatever that is.
So would you have to prompt your wife and be like, all right, you know, girlfriend's coming over. We want to sit here and make dinner. We're going to all sit down and eat. Like, was you trying to make it a family?
I did. Yeah, hell yeah. That was my whole gold at that time. Yeah. We sat down to eat them breakfasts. I talking about. We had them. We had breakfasts. We had dates.
Was it mandatory? Like if the girlfriend came over, that it was fucking. Oh, did y'all ever have moments?
Yo, I'm gonna tell you what's funny about me was that I didn't. I like the I like to be in the group of just, women. Like I like being around women. It ain't always about the sex to me. That's the crazy part. Even to this day, like. When I just had my gathering for New Year's, I ain't had nothing but women around me.
This nigga the real William. You remember my fucking girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, this nigga's William, yo. Yeah. With a bed that could not.
If sex don't happen every time I'm not mad, do I want it?
He was hitting Joan and all of them.
Yeah, on the whole time.
But see, that's how I know I'm on my way there because that's the point I'm getting to now. Like, I don't mind telling my homeboys, but I just like the company of a female, period. Like, just period. I want her friends. It ain't necessarily not be her friends, but I want them to just be around because they more like cool at ease. I mean,
absolutely.
because she at ease.
She at ease too, but I want her to get at ease. I like it when female. I like it when two women around me and they getting along and. You know,
you can't force it though, yo. You can't force it. You just gotta let it.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't want to force it. I just wanted to just be with it. Cause you gotta think about it, yo. I was tied down for like 11 years, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody.
So it took me a minute to get my shit back. So once I got like my shit back on some, I'm single. I'm really out here. Now it feel better. Like it feel way more. I don't want to be around my homeboys all the time, yo.
Oh yeah, I ain't even gonna lie to you, my niggas.
You just gotta get better homeboys in, cause I want to be around my guys. Yo.
You do?
Don't
get me wrong, I'm not playing my homeboys.
How often when you home? How often we hang out with each other?
I know that, but that's just because we're not taking trips right now.
Oh, all right. We be planning shit like, we gonna go here, me and Ty.
Yeah,
we see each other.
No,
that's what he's trying to do for his birthday.
When it's grind time and shit for real. But I understand, like it's too old. Yeah, but I don't know. I want to be around y'all niggas, y'all funny shit.
That's what I'm saying. Call me, yo, holler at me. Like I want to be around women, bro. Like it's something about being around women that really do, and it don't got to be sexual. Nah. So to answer that question, that shit don't got to be sexual. Like I'm telling you, when I had the party, I wasn't nothing but women around me, and I'm only fucking one of them.
The one that choose you. I'm going with the one that choose me from now on. That's all I'm.
Oh,
so if you wink twice at me, like we might got something going on.
I'm crying.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it's a group package though. I'm coming in probably too. Fuck it. I'm trying to.
And I think that's another thing too. Being honest up front with what we really want as men. You know what I'm saying? From the jump, like. Whether we're gonna lose you or not from the gate, you know what I'm saying? A lot of time we go in trying to impress them and make them want to feel a certain kind of way, but I think it make a difference, yo. One chick that been around for years from the gate, my nigga, I swear on everything. I met her, and when I met her, I was like, yo, you saw me drive past my car earlier. She was like, yeah. I was like, yo, that was my girlfriend in the car. She was like, okay, cool. And I was like, you don't see this ring on my finger? She was like, oh, yeah. I was like, yo, I got a wife, too. She was like, okay, cool. And we talking about 5 years later, me and her still like that. So I'm just saying.
Yeah. And see, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I like, though. That's why when people be talking about Diddy and Carisha, saying, I'm like, no, yo, it's sometimes, yo, people, he at that point, yo, it just be a bond. Like, it'd be a.
It's not about sexual, it's about networking.
It don't even be about that. It just be like a type of a connection, a bond. Like, and this giving props to the girl I'm messing with now. Like, me and her just started kicking. But, like, we click. And I'm talking about, I'm letting her hold my hands.
And so, you be doing it to her raw?
The hand thing in the beginning.
You be doing it to her raw?
Yeah, I did. I know you say her name, put her business out there.
I knew it.
Hey, yo. Yo, absolutely. You know, nigga, once you be around,
she hold his hand and shit. She open mouth kissed him and shit. Yeah, I'm going wrong.
You fucking wrong. Absolutely. Like, no question. And I might not pull out.
Right. You cute too.
He ain't even saying nothing either.
I'd pull out. No, I don't need no more kids.
That's how I got my baby mother. I was like, oh yeah, you got your doctorate. So yeah, but.
And then you know, you had a different level. You ain't just trying to sleep with anybody. When y'all start breaking down the tests, like you took when the last time you got tested,
right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's how I knew. Like me and her was like, because we both thought about that. Like it was women that I messed around. And I ain't care shit about that. But like, mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, when the last time you got tested? Oh, you ain't. I think that's why we went raw though, for real. Because we was like, yo, I'm good. You good? You know what I mean?
Because after you get a certain age, bro, you start real. You got a conscience. We, and real, I was yo, talking to for real. Early. Niggas, when we in that early part of life, like we don't have no conscience, my nigga. Like yeah. We just moving, we doing whatever we feel like doing. But when you start getting older and you start realizing certain shit, certain trauma, and that we bringing on the people as I'm coming into your manhood, you got a conscience about that shit. Like when the last time you trying to make sure you ain't fucking yo, nothing for, up.
Yeah, you know? Like we lit when she said that, yo, it was like a turn on. I was like, oh damn, girl.
So come in, let me nutty you real quick.
Nah, I ain't going
out. You was running. You was hopping that bitch. I see your little ass chipmunk. Yo, you look like Alvin, yo. You look like Alvin, yo.
That's Alvin.
Yeah, I don't like that filter. Or I don't like that filter. Yo. I miss y'all niggas, yo. Where the fuck, J.O.? How the party's been going? You got a party this weekend?
This Martin Luther King weekend, yo. J.O. putting events together, yo. He ain't gonna hop on here.
I already know that, but what's going on this weekend?
You got the silent party. You got a couple of them.
Right, I know
Ty was telling us you got a show coming up. You excited?
Yeah, I'm very excited. March 11th, Sully's Comedy Cellar, Popular Saturdays. I got my man Smurf on there. I got my man Bruce Daddy. Got my man Kobe Jack from Philly. Man, y'all tap in. Couple tickets sold already. More to come.
Aww.
When that is, bro?
March 11th.
March 11th.
Y'all, he got it on my birthday weekend and shit.
Yeah, that's sure
right. 7-Eleven. I do like that weekend, though. Yo. I love that weekend.
7-Eleven.
What you doing for your birthday?
I'm gonna be docked off somewhere on the island, bro. I'm going out of state.
Going out the country or out of state?
Out of the country, bro.
Yeah, you might as well go to DR then.
Yo, don't worry about where I'm going. I'm gonna be, you sound like Bree right now.
Hey, you trying to be docked off, docked
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I'm docked off. I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Nah, but yo, you should really, yo, you know what you should do, Ty? Yo, you should really, since you're doing investing in the property thing, you should get something in DR, Jamaica.
That's a big move.
Bro, I know. I gotta learn how to fly planes first because I gotta be able to get over there.
Nigga, what the fuck?
Yeah, yo, it sounded crazy, but a nigga been trying to fly planes.
No, I took that because when I saw Lil Duval flying a plane, I was like, okay, yeah, you could really.
Yeah, this nigga been trying to fly planes for a couple of years now.
I want to be the king of transportation because if anything go down, I want to be able to get the fuck out of here. Y'all be like, yo, come on. Y'all not going to be like, looking around like, oh, no, nah, I ain't going. No, nah, y'all going to be like, all right, we out of this bitch.
Where the plane at?
Yeah, with a plane, with a truck. I know how to drive manual. We getting the fuck out of here. We out. Fuck all that bullshit. I'm trying to get a piece of land. No, hell no. I don't got time for my fucking hip to be back. That's why all them old truckers and shit be walking around with bad hips. Fuck with that manual. I just stay away from the storms.
What that got to do with your hips, though?
Because you holding down a third using your other leg. You holding down a whole different pedal. And that shit heavy. You got to apply some pressure to that shit for real. So if you see any old truck drivers and shit, that's why they be walking with canes. They back be fucked up, all that type of dumb ass shit.
There go information that they didn't know.
Right.
Yeah, hell no. You never get no fucking stick shift. If you fucking driving, fuck no. You be better in the snow? No, fuck all that bullshit. No, just drive slower. Fuck up your motherfucking back too quick. First week.
Whole time people out here driving an automatic. I'm thinking they killing it in on the main. Nah, but you ain't the only one because my man's told me I just didn't believe him.
Yeah, you don't. I can drive anything.
Nah,
like, what I choose, like, yeah, what I choose to drive is automatic.
They teach you to the manual first, don't they?
You gotta learn the manual to pass the test. Like that's the test is on the manual. Like you all through school, you are manuals.
That's what it's at.
Mm. It's easy though. You don't even gotta go to school for real. All you gotta do is know somebody with a truck. Y'all can ride with me anytime, man. Come on, bro. You gonna have to fly home from wherever you fly home from.
We'll be like, hey, squirrel, come
I'm be like, yo, you want now? I'm gonna put y'all out. I'm gonna put y'all out. We like, I'm gonna drop you off at Indianapolis Airport or something. Hey, you gotta go. Fucking love my peace.
How your other shows been, John?
Other shows been dope. I got another show in New York on the 28th, and then I'm getting more bookings as they come. I ain't got nothing booked after the 28th for right now, but
28th of January?
Yeah, by the end of this month. I got a show in New York.
Okay. You on the card with some other comedians?
Yeah, I'm actually headlining, to be honest with you.
Oh, for real? That's what's
up. So this is gonna be like my first. I headlined something else before, but to me this is gonna be like my first real headline.
Let me say you did a great job, you know what I'm saying, at Magoobies at night too, bro.
Appreciate it.
Yo, everybody was up, bro. I told you that shit.
And you came again.
Yo, no, bro. Everybody said, yo, you were a wonderful host for real. Like, yo, you really kind of made my show go, yo. Nah, real life. Yeah, you made my show go for real.
And that was on a whim, right?
Oh no.
Yeah.
Clutch. Yeah, Gustavo. Yeah,
I met you in the parking lot. Like, are you hosting?
Nah, he definitely did. He said, I'm glad you made it. Yo, can you go host for me?
All right. Bona not coming. She's late.
I said it's time. And then I got it right. Cause I did hit them with the year. Cause I ain't really the host. Cause I know they because they was looking at me at first. Like, well,
hey, who the fuck is this? Right. Yeah, but you
like, who that, is that? Yeah. You know, I can read a crowd. I can read a crowd quick. I'm like, why are they looking at me? Like, who the fuck is this?
That's part of the craft, man.
That's why I show you in your bag.
Appreciate it.
And you was already rocking and shit when I interrupted you and shit. Yo, Jordan was back there talking about this shit the whole time. Yo, he was like, Yo, John, he was like, who's that out there? I'm like, yo, he doing a good ass job for real. And then that was acting like I interrupted you. I'm like, yo, John, yo, Marla coming like 20 minutes late. He was like, yo, and then, like, before you sound like God on that bitch, she was like, yo, John's doing a good ass job out there. Mm. I just wanted to give you the heads up because, that shit was wicked.
But she was funny too, though. I ain't
definitely. She was fun. Yeah, she was fucking hilarious, bro.
Yeah, I ain't know how she was gonna be. She was definitely funny. So
she freestyled it too, didn't she?
Hell yeah.
I think she mentioned that. Yeah.
Hell yeah. But she was still like hilarious with the freestyle and shit. I was mad the whole time. That's my only problem. I gotta stop being mad.
And I don't think you was that bad.
I was mad.
I think you more stressed looking than you did that day.
Yeah, you wasn't giving me like mad vibes. You was giving me like a little upset, like a little disappointed. But you
because
wasn't
when I was like, when I was younger, then I would be mad. But now I just look stressed because I just don't get mad. I was fucking. I felt humiliated. I got Mona. I don't give a fuck if it rained or not. I need fat bitches in the building.
Man, I hear you. I hear you, yo. Niggas ain't know. If you ain't say nothing, niggas wouldn't have never known, bro.
I said a lot. Yeah. I just ain't do as much. I gotta spend $500 more on promotions.
Yeah. Timing, all that. I'm gonna say it again, bro. Niggas ain't know. The only how a motherfucker knew that if anything wasn't quote unquote right, it was because you said it.
Yeah.
Anybody who was there.
Yeah. You gotta keep your mouth shut, boy.
Sometimes you
got you.
Yeah.
Oh no, I know y'all not talking about me speaking positive now.
It ain't
not speaking positive.
Positive. You call it positive, but it wasn't really positive. You were speaking negative. Yeah. But anyway, nigga, the show. was a fucking success.
Yeah, that shit was dope.
Did her thing.
Yeah, that shit was
John
dope.
Held that bitch down.
Yeah.
I was still mad.
Did what they were supposed to do. That's that.
Fuck that talk.
Yeah. I gotta cut this out. All right.
Cut the clip before that. Cut it right before that.
It's not crazy.
Niggas, I gotta edit that part.
Yeah, okay. Take that last part out. I wanna come back with a festival and shit. For, you know,
oh man,
I want 1,000 seats. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Ah, shit. Here you go.
A festival would be cool though.
No, we still gotta put that matter of fact, I ain't even gonna say it over here. Somebody trying to steal that idea.
Yeah. Watch these niggas.
I mean,
they already think of it, bro.
I think nothing new come around or something. I think everybody be kinda stingy with their ideas, bro. Say that shit. So like yo, I heard you talk about it, so
see, I ain't start doing that be stingy with information ideas until people start doing it to me. And I was like, damn, niggas do that? Like, niggas don't be shit.
Niggas be holding back?
Yeah, niggas be holding back.
Bro. I mean, I ain't nothing wrong with it. I guess, you know, to each his own, you know. I guess, you know.
I think it's something wrong with it. I don't know. I don't fuck with it. Because I just feel like if you have information that can help somebody and you know exactly what it is and they need help with, why not help them?
Nah, see, but that's how I was. I was just, like, being cool, thinking it's cool whole time. Like, but then when it's time for them to share something with you, you be like, damn.
Be holding back.
Yeah.
So how I approach it like is.
I was like, all right. So I actually enjoy helping other people. Like, I enjoy that. That shit is like a, you know what I mean? That's a good feeling. Like
that's when you a genuine person.
Yeah,
but not everybody
not genuine.
Yo, people be wanting to help people so far, and I honestly, no shade, believe that. That's why some people don't go. But so far, you know what I mean. Yeah. We see them with the talent, we see them with the clout, we see them with everything. Then a nigga gets stuck, and I now after a while I start to see why motherfuckers be stuck because they don't want to help people with the information.
Yeah.
But at the same time, all right, as an entertainer coming in through this, like, I've been in this damn near almost, I feel like 20 years, but I'm probably like 17.
Yeah, right.
I think if they don't give you the information, just sit back and watch them. Because that shit will tell you everything that you really need to know. You don't even gotta had an influence, especially if they're not trying to give you no information, then you can just sit back and watch their moves and see what type of shit they're doing for real. Like, you don't gotta just get interaction with a person, like, just the thought of that person or something, like, all right, boom. Y'all gotta think a little, like, all right, boom. You gotta hit them a different way if you can't get them in. I try 7 different times. Like, I'm gonna meet who I wanna meet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go where I wanna go. You gotta realize that shit. Like, it's a free world out this bitch. You could definitely put yourself around who the fuck you wanna put yourself around.
Yep. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And then nigga ain't gotta tell you. You pop at some show, pop up at some shows, shake some hands, make some smiles, and you download the same information that they get.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. But we seen it in real life. Niggas be getting weird, man.
I know. I mean, it do be weird. It's weird out here. Everybody want to steal information, or everybody want to fake their numbers, and everybody want to overcharge. And, like, I mean, we did this. Like, that's what happened for real. The first phone calls, I charge you $5,000. What? $5,000? $5,000. Yo. My shit only hold 300. Like, come yo, on, yo.
What the fuck? Right, exactly. Niggas be doing anything.
Shit.
Come with the gang. Come with the gang, baby.
Yeah, and that's one thing I learned, yo. Just roll with the punches, yo.
You gotta roll with that shit, my nigga. You really gotta roll.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, you really cannot be soft in this. You can't.
Ain't no way.
Okay, you can be genuine and still, you know, keep your, you know, if you're a good person, but you gotta learn the art of being like assertive. You got to, because
yeah,
people when I learned in this business the true meaning of taking kindness for weakness, like literally,
thanks,
like taking your kindness, like you being like genuine and taking that as, and like I might be extending the hand and I'm being kind, and you, and then you never know how a person looking at it. He probably like, oh, this nigga soft. Niggas don't usually give me the deal for 150. All right, say less. I'm take full advantage of him.
I do too many shows. I don't do
whole time. Like, you smart.
I do my own shows because nobody can pay me what I want to get paid.
Mm.
Other than myself, like I'm not getting no $10,000 payouts as a comedian right now for real. So yeah, I'm gonna produce the show that produced $10,000 is what I'm trying to do.
And then you know your last show, right? I know you probably want to go back to this, right? But you see how you saying like. No, but listen, but you got to put this in perspective too. Right?
All right.
You see how you saying like you ain't really where you want to be. But think about it, you did all that. You was on the road. Niggas can't even do that, and they in town.
Damn.
And that's no disrespect towards nobody.
But that's only because I cannot make the money clean, bro. If I wanted to be a drug dealer, yo, I would be in Baltimore every day, yo. Still drive a truck, yo. Like I can make the. I don't make the money there, bro. Like. I gotta travel fucking far for the money. I gotta be in the oil fields. I gotta be in that shit. I gotta touch dibble dabble and different type of shit. I'm in New York. I'm fucking in Chicago. Like these hubs.
No, and let me tell you something. That's a fact. Cause when I was in Atlanta, I felt like a different type of energy. Like that shit was just.
Atlanta is a different world, my nigga. Like,
yeah, Atlanta is black.
That was my first time in Atlanta. I've been to Georgia, but I never been in Atlanta.
Atlanta, right? One time I was there on some business. Shout out to old family. I was down there. We were on the business, and we had a hibachi restaurant where they, you know, cook the food in front of you and shit. So we there, we joking around and shit. It's about four of us, and it's some more black people at the table. Long story short, the dude asked us, like, what y'all here for? We like, well, we got a convention. We give him the pitch. We got an alcohol-infused water, yada, yada, yada. We give him the pitch. Bro, like, oh, all right. He was like, he said, airdrop me the flyer. We like, all right, cool. Bro, we airdropped in the flyer. He like, I'm going to post on my social media. Yo, we looked on the nigga's social media. He was a verified user. And we talked, this is 4 years ago. He was verified. And he was like a person who ran with the Atlanta Hawks. Like he knew everybody on the Hawks. So he had his own phone store. So everybody, huh? That's my talk.
That's his background.
That's a little ring thing.
Oh, all right, my bad. So everybody, my point was that the guy knew he had connections, right? And it took nothing more than a fucking conversation. He had over like $250,000 followers, and he was verified. And he was connected to like everybody in Atlanta get their phone fixed through him. Baltimore, you know what it would have took for a nigga to share your motherfucking post?
Yeah.
Support you?
The reason I got in trucking is from a little Atlanta bitch. And I ain't even gonna call her, but yo, she fire, bro. Yo, I'm down there with my brothers. I forget what we down there for bachelor party. We go into the bar for real. She short as shit. Like, she like 5'5". I just go lean on her for real. She cute as shit. I just go lean on her. I just grab her like out of nowhere. Don't know what whatsoever for real. We get stuck in. She owned a trucking company. She got B-class, C-class, A-class. She do Uber Eats. Like, before this shit was even popping for real. She do track the trailers. I was like, yo, at the time I was driving B-class. So I was driving like dump trucks and like little tank or cement trucks, that type of shit. You know, she really got me in the, I love Atlanta bitches.
Atlanta people. Shout out to Atlanta people.
But you know what? Also, I know it's in Atlanta. Atlanta is mostly people from out of town in Atlanta.
It is.
It's not nobody like homebred Atlanta down there.
Having a time, I was in Atlanta doing an event or doing a show or something, and I asked people where they from. It was people from out of state.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it go. You ain't know.
You're not coming to Baltimore and finding that.
It ain't a melting pot.
It's not a melting pot, right? It's not Black Hollywood. That's Black Hollywood. You got Tyler Perry Studios like right around the corner. You can rent that at any time you want. Anytime you got $10,000. Yes. We about to throw a whole play out this bitch. We go, bro, I got a The Young and the Reckless. I want that sound like a series. Yo, The Young and the Reckless.
Oh yeah, Reckless. Oh word. Yeah. All right, y'all. I'm getting a little.
Yeah, we was on here. AKA, she got company, y'all.
Oh, y'all gotta give me my props for staying up.
You did. I was surprised when he said. Oh, prop. I was like, Dabo up?
Right. Yo. He'll wait.
But you go to sleep early, bro, or something?
Yeah, I was sleep early. Game. That was the only reason why. Nah, I'm going to sleep. I usually be falling asleep, but when I got in the crib, because I just worked the double, so I had went to sleep, and then that's why I'm wide awake right now, but I'm about to eat and go back to sleep because I gotta get up in the morning. So,
all right,
same. Love time. You guys. Right,
yo, irresponsible behavior, yo. What? Y'all still here?
yo, Bree gone, y'all.
Hey, Bree, yeah, all
right.
Bree
fat as shit. We got that blast.
Bree waiting on somebody. No, I'm waiting on somebody.
Yo,
Bree got out of there.
This nigga, he was over there already.
Yo, he was like, he was looking at it. He was looking at it. He was looking at it like, yo.
Hang that shit the fuck. Hang it up.
Hang that shit up.
Yo, and that was, who door was that made the noise?
No, that was mine. That's that little.
Yeah,
look at him, y'all. He on everything.
Hey, yo, I ain't trying to, all, yo.
Yeah, he funny as shit. Who knew Bree, that?
Bree hung that up. Yo, she hung up. All right, bye.
Bitch. I didn't get the intro.
Hey, boop, boop. I'm like, all right. That shit's a digger.
She's out of there.
I thought y'all hung up on me. I had to come back and check. I'm like, hold on.
Oh shit!
Nah, good episode though, yo. Good episode.
Yo, definitely. Yo, you on this show going rock, bro? You
yeah,
definitely. We gonna talk about it, now. Yeah, bro. Call me, yo. You got hella drops.
Yeah, bro. Keep sending it to me, like you said, yo. You that conversation you had with me earlier, so you feel me?
Man, we gotta rock this shit out, bro. 2023 is ours. I don't want to say mine no more because that shit ain't worked for like the last 7 years. 2003 is mine. That shit don't never be yours.
Definitely. All right, I'm out of here.
All right, fellas.
All right.
Damn, y'all couldn't laugh. Fuck y'all. Good night, y'all. Bye. <y'all. laughs>